email. We leave off and we got to pick up with Matthew's question from last time. So quick chazar from last time. We had four mahalchim in understanding the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina in the Gemara about what is considered a meredes. We have a mishnah about meredes, and question is who is the meredes? Is the meredes meredes mitashris, meredes or meredes mimalacha? And according to two of the four approaches, this was dependent on the sheet of Rav Huna, would be Rav Huna l'shitaso, and there's also sheet of Reish Lakish back on Nunches Amud Beis, and now the question of whether a woman could say, "Ein lizonis ein yosef," and say, "I'm not going to provide, I'm not going to bring in parnasa, and I'm not going to get fed." But does she have a right to do that? And we said that Rav Huna, they hold yes, and so that's why Rav Huna shita is that meredes mimalacha is not meredes, because you're not essentially being meredes mimalacha, you don't have to work. And Rav Yossi, Rav Chanina argues because he holds that you don't have a right to do that, he holds like Reish Lakish, and therefore you would be meredes if you say you're not going to do mimalacha, even if you say you're going to forego your right to get mizonos. The reason that's two of the four, remember we had a machlokas over there on Shana Gemara, how far does that statement go, even according to Rav Huna? Does it go as far as to say, is it only limited to bringing in, making some money, having a job, or does it even go as far as to the other kind of needs of the home? So that was a machlokas, and then that also translated into a machlokas here in Ashtuja. But the question Matthew raised, which is the question that Pnei Yoshua raises, is why do you have to be so rigid? Meaning, you can come up with another case. And after Pnei Yoshua, if you look at source 11, page number 3, last page, Pnei Yoshua asked the following. He's quoting Tosos, who we mentioned is the, I guess we said it's the fourth sheet, maybe. Tosos is the sheet that says that everyone's a shitasam. L'chora, ein zem mukhrach tos, says the Pnei Yoshua. The ikla meymar, the hadid ka'amar Yosi v'lchanina, the morad is the malacha, lavda de amra ein izonis v'ini osa. It's not where she says that. Rather, Verosa was finance Marcy Odeha. She wants to be finance herself. El she atzlanis, but she's lazy. Veina Rotas Lasos Malacha Klaal. She just doesn't want to work. Oh, kedei letzar lahan tzeditas baila, or she just wants to make him suffer and say, I'm not going to work, but you got to feed me. Mishum Hachik Kasev Rabbi Yosi Baruchanina the Pokesam Amik Subasa. In other words, maybe Rabbi Yosi Baruchanina agrees that she has a right to say in Yodos Vein Yosef. But what are we talking about here when we say she's a Meredes Malacha? We're talking about here where she says, she's not saying, I don't want to work. She's not saying, I don't want to be fed. Either I'm just lazy, I don't have any food. But, she says some kind of statement like that. Or she actually says, I feed me, even though I'm not going to work, and she's giving her husband a hard time. So maybe that's the case of Meredes Malacha. But if she would say, kind of a nicer statement of saying, I'm not going to work, but you don't have to feed me, that would be fine. That wouldn't be considered meredes. And then it has nothing to do with the Gemara Nun Chesim and Beis. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua just interjects with an interesting Ha'ara. And it's a Chiddush Ladina. Ve'in la'hakshos lama pochser lama tzubasa. Don't ask me the following question. Don't say that, What are you getting so worked up about meredes? There's nothing to do with meredes. Why don't you just say the husband lo yitin lo habal mazonos? The husband just shouldn't provide mazonos. Meaning, essentially, he should bring about the situation of eini mazonos v'eini osa. And if she is up there saying, "Feed me, give me food. You want me to work? I'm not working. Just give me food." So that's merida. So says the Pnei Yeshua, the answer could be, no, she could just say, the husband could just say, no, I'm not going to give you food. And then that will essentially go back to any nizonas v'niyosa of nun chasam abeis. And if then Rabbi Yosef Bachanim, if he held like Rav Huna, that wouldn't be considered meredes. That's the question the Pnei Yeshua puts out there. And the Pnei Yeshua is mechadesh here, a chiddush l'dina. And he says the following, near the ein zeh takanas habal. That would not be to the benefit of the husband to do that. Because what's going to happen then? His wife's going to say, I want you to feed me. He's going to say, I'm not going to feed you. Then what's going to happen? You might say, what's she going to do? She's not going to have any food. Okay, so she's going to have to go begging. Oh, she's coming forever. She's literally going to starve to death because she's not going to have any food. So And she knows, basically, she's going to end up forcing her husband to feed her, because the husband is not going to go for the alternative, which is to let her starve or to let her beg. So she's putting the merida is not going to do anything, because she's never going to change her mind. She's never going to take her back. Okay, this goes back to the first issue we discussed, like, what's the point of the kaf? But anyway, that's what Panashul understands. The point is there's no... That would be within the din of meredith. That's what Panashul posits, that for a woman to say, feed me, but I'm not going to work, that would be within the din of meredith. And if that's the case, so that would be, Korah would knock out Tosus. Again, Tosus assumed that the reason meredith and melacha is because you hold a woman who doesn't have a right to say any zonas v'ini osa. So it's not true. You could be meredith and malacha even if you hold any zonas v'ini osa, but you could still be meredith and malacha when you do it in a way of when you say outright, feed me even though I'm not going to work. That's what Pnei Yeshua says. And he says it lemaisa, based on misfara, it is considered meredith. And then he goes on to answer and he tells you in a chanami, and Tosus just didn't want to say it that way. Elanir, the Tosas Michalu, Lukmin, Yosef, Chanin, and Batayim, and the Reis Lakis, he wanted to say that way, Mishmachi, Allah, Kurv, Huna, Legabi, Derb Yosef, Chanin. Because that, because you remember, a while back, we learned the Sugya of Eini Zonas Vein Yosef. We passed him like Rav Huna, the Eini Zonas Vein Yosef is true. That's the Gemara in Kuv Zayin on the Bays. A woman does have a right to say, I'll take care of myself. I'm not going to work. You don't see me. I'll provide for myself. So since Tosas wants to have the Maskana that we passed him like Rav Huna, in our Gemara as well, they make Zol, she tussle them, it's all a smooth picture, everyone, everything fits. We pass them like Rav Huna back on Hilchas Beis, she could say in Nizonis and Yosa, we pass them like Rav Huna here on Samach Himmel, that she's a Meredith in Malacha, it's not considered Meredith, but it's rather Meredith in Tashmish, and everything fits very smoothly. That's what we want to emphasize. Technical point, is it true, could you have a Meredith in Malacha according to Rav Huna? Yes, there's a Pnei Yeshua. If a woman would say, feed me, even though I'm not going to take care of my own needs, so then that would be considered meredith. Well, but the Gemara is not really addressing that. Tosfos not addressing that. That's how Pnei Yeshua sizes up the sugya. So it's kind of a twist on Tosfos Shita. Maybe I don't want to say a twist. Shot was just a har on Tosfos Shita that case that Matthew that you raised would be considered meredith, and that's not according to Pnei Yeshua. The Gemara is not addressing according to the Tosfos. Understand the Gemara is not addressing. Addressing that case. So we'll get back to that chiddush. As I said, it's a chiddush, and I'm not sure we pass in that way, and we'll come back to it in a minute. But before the Tanya leads us into the next question of how we pass in the Machlokes Rav Huna and Rabbi Yossi Rav Chanina about Meredith and Tash, Meredith and Malacha. So I think we mentioned Derech Agav last time, the Gemara does make a point that everyone agrees Meredith and Tashmish is considered Meredith. The question is also Meredith and Malacha considered Meredith? So the Rush also for ourselves, well, we won't read inside, but the Rush does bring this Raya as well. The Rush, like Tosfos, holds the two sigils match up, and the Lishitosam, just like the Pasman Grafun over there, the Pasman Grafun over here. And, okay, we'll leave outside. The Mishle Melch has a similar Kasha to Pnei Yeshua, but fine. Now, let's say this. According to the Rashba Mitzvah, we learned last time, the quick bazaar again, the Rashba Mitzvah did not think it was possible that these two figures matched up, and they took as a double pashut that, what's the girl putting a room over there? They took as a double pashut that even Rabbi Yosef Chanin agrees that a woman could say in the Zonas V'ini Osa, they had their own pashut in the Machlokes, obviously this is not going to be a raya. No, the last two rayas from Rishonim are interesting. They're interesting because they tell us something about the halacha. So if you look at the Gemara in Samach Gimel of Eiz, if you don't have it, I'll read it quickly inside. This Gemara, so some of the Rishonim, the Rif, brings the following raya. The Gemara in Samach Gimel of Eiz, I don't know if you guys got to this yet. The Gemara asks, Hechi dami meredith. What's the case of meredith? Describe to me the case of meredith. So the Gemara says, Amra Meimar, the sixth line down in the wide lines. The Amra Be'inale Umitzarnale. I want to be married to you, but I want to give you tzar. Aval Amra Moyes Alai, but if she says I'm disgusted by him, So then, lo kaipina la, she says, you know, I'm disgusted by him, I don't want to be married, that's not meredith. Right? She says, I want a divorce. Meredith is not doesn't mean I want a divorce. Meredith, the Gemara says, when a woman says, I want to stick with you, I want to be married to you, but I don't care. I'm gonna, you know, give you a hard time. So that description sounds very much like Hafta Shamita oriented. You know, that kind of Ma'as alai, but you know, that those descriptions don't really seem to fit so well with Malacha, right? I'm disgusted by you, so we're not gonna do Malacha. I mean, that's a little bit of a strange thing. So that's what some of the Rif says, that's the Raya. Other we've shown him easy Shikhuri Raya, the Ran points out, I think the Raya, but also that's not a Kasha, because everyone agrees Marid and the Kasha is considered Meredith. So the fact that the Gemara gives that example, the Meredith is not a Raya one way or the other. But the last Raya, if you look at source 14, and this is really the Ritzvah's quoting in Gemara, he says, when Yitzhak HaRif B'chol Rishonim Paskol Lachak Rav Huna V'chein Iker V'haraya HaMechuveres V'zeh Mehad Debay Minei Rav Chia Mishmuel Ma Bein Mori L'Meredes. The Gemara asks the question, why is there a difference between Mori and Meredes? Meaning what? We look back at the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says it's a different amount of money that goes to a Mori and a Meredes. If a woman is Meredes, so we basically charge her more for being Meredes. We take away more. The Mishnah says we take away, right, what do we take away for a woman? Shiva dinner m'shabbos. But a man, we only add shlosha dinner m'shabbos. So why is there a difference? It says the Gemara on the top of the very, right before the Mishnah, Samach Dal and Rebez, the Gemara says the following. If we look, the Ritva doesn't quote you the Gemara, but at the top line, the Gemara says, Amar Lei Rav Chiya bar Yosef v'shmuel ma bein mor l'meredes, Amar Lei tzeil man mishuk shel zonos. Look at, out of the shuk shel zonos. Me socheres me. Who's going to, you know, who's hiring whom? Unfortunately, okay, it's a little bit of a not such a nice picture, but the reality is, we're on the top of Samach Dal and Rebez, Matthew. The reality is that it's the men are running after the women. And Dover Acher, Zay Yitzra Min Bechutz, Zay Yitzra Min Bifnim, Rashi explains that a man, you can see his type of building up more externally than a woman. So because that's the case, so it's worse if a woman is morayed, if a woman goes against a man, and a man goes against a woman. Right now, these descriptions of the Shuk Shel Zonos, does that sound to you like Malacha, or sound to you like a Tashmish-related issue? Clearly a Tashmish-related issue. So that's what Ritva says, Uparish Lei B'Moredes Mitashmish Trei Tame. The Gemara answers, Moredes gives two reasons that Moredes Mitashmish. If Meredes is Meredes and Malacha, we have no idea why there should be a difference in the amount of the kenas between a man and a woman. Meredes mitashmish, you understand? The Gemara tells us why. It's a much more of a merida, a more hurtful thing to do, more hurtful for a woman to rebel against her husband in terms of tashmish than a man to rebel against his wife in tashmish. That's what the Gemara is telling us there. So it says there as well, you see the Gemara is clearly not just that the Gemara is talking about Meredes and Mitashmish, but that we're not left with any understanding of the of Meredes and Malacha. We don't understand the Mishnah. Right? So better than the last Raya. The last Raya is just the Gemara talking about Meredes and Mitashmish. Okay, everyone agrees on Meredes and Mitashmish. Here, we never, if it's Meredes and Malacha, we don't understand the Mishnah because we don't understand why there should be a distinction. And that's the Ritva and the Rashi say that this is the best Raya that we pass in the Maisa like Rav Huna. So that is the that is how almost all the Rishonim, the Bach quotes of Rav Yoh, who argues, but that seems to be the opinion of all the Rishonim. So, to finish off the sugya, what are the obligations? So, if a woman, she has the right to say any Mizonos Veniosa, but if she's Meredes, so in terms of being Meredes and Malacha, well, let's hold off for a second. So Meredes Mitashmish, so that will kick in all the Malachas of Mishnah. She says, as we just read quickly before, she says, I want to be with you, but I want to mitzar you. So that's Meredes Mitashmish. What about Malacha? So she could say any Nizonos, any Osa. Now, we raised the question before, what about if she says, feed me, I'm not going to work? So that, Pnei Yeshua thought, was also within the Halachas of Meredes. However, it's not so simple. Because if you look, there's a steer in the Rambam. And if you look at source 13, the Rambam says, those chacham shiudu maisei yadei ha'isha kainim mizonoseha v'chulei l'fichach. the last line of that Rambam, so like we said, a woman's allowed to say, we don't force her to work, she's allowed to say that. However, the Rambam back in source 8 here on Makoros, the Rambam says, call Isha, any woman, Shetimna milasos melacha min amalachos, who holds herself back from doing any of the malachos, she chayevus lasosan, kopenosa afilu vosa afilu bishok. So we force her to work. So it sounds like any woman who says she's not going to work is going to have to work. So look, or there's a steer here. On the one hand, the Rambam says she has a right to say I'm not going to work. On the other hand, here she says she basically doesn't have a right to say that. We force her to work. So what do we deal with this? What do we do with this? Any suggestions? Right, so the Rambam quotes the halacha of Eini Nizonis Veiniosa in source number 13 in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Ishus. On the other hand, the Rambam has a broad statement of anything that a woman says she's not going to do, we force her to do it. So how do these things jive? Pretty amazingly, the tour, the Kesem Mishnah jumps all over this tour, but the tour just reads Halacha Chaf, Perek Chaf Aleph in source 8, and so yeah, the Rambam paskins, Bada Meredith and Malacha is considered Meredith. That's why we can always force her. Huge criticism of course. But the Beis Yosef, and also in the Kesef Mishnah, says that can't be, because we just see the halacha of the Rambam can say that, not that he's passing Meredith and Malacha. Meredith and Malacha. Right. So he said, Meredith and Malacha is considered Meredith. But the Beis Yosef and the Torah doesn't like that, because as we saw, almost all the Rishonim assume Meredith and Malacha is not considered Meredith. So how do you understand this? So the Beis Yosef says, so one of the answers the Beis Yosef gives is against the Pnei Yeshua. And he says that, what does the Rambam mean in source number 8, in Perek Aleph, in Matthew's case? That's exactly what the Rambam is talking about. If a woman refuses to work and says, even so, I want to get paid, so then the Rambam holds, we force her. She doesn't have a right to do that. Is she considered Meredith? Does she enter the Parsha Meredith? No, she doesn't enter the Parsha Meredith. The Parsha Meredith, that's a special halacha that's limited to Meredith and Tashmish. That's where we have this Knas and the whole process that we saw in the Gemara over there. That's a unique case. If a woman refuses to do what she's supposed to do, then Kokonasa, we force her. That's the Rambam was talking about in Perek Kaf Aleph. It happens to be she has a right to refuse to work when she says Eini Nizonas Veini Osa. But any other time she refuses to work in any other way, even in Matthew's case, that doesn't become Meredith. That's a different category. That's just, we force her to do what she's supposed to do, like we in general force people to do what they're supposed to be doing. So after the Kesef Mishnah sized up the Rambam, it comes out from the Kesef Mishnah that he's saying against the Pnei Yeshua. And Halacha L'maaseh, if you look back in source number 5, you'll see that it sounds like from the Mechaber and the Rama that this is how they paskin, that if a woman just refuses to do what she's supposed to do without saying Eini Nizonas Veiniosa, we would actually force her but not put her into the category of Meredith, and instead Meredith is limited to Meredith and Tashmish, as is the Pashas of our Gemara. So with that, everything kind of comes full circle. Remember, we mentioned as far as what if she refuses to do, does she have a right to refuse to do other things besides working? So that we saw Machodes Machodes Apostle. Yes. The nafkamina is, do we take away her ksuba? And we go through the whole process that the Gemara describes on Tamach Gimel Neveis. All that. So that. Pnei Yeshua assumes yes. Pnei Yeshua says yeah. That's Meredith. So I think the answer is, if you remember last time, we mentioned the Shita Ritva, and the Ritva. I meant to say this. Thank you for picking this up. The Ritva had said, why is it that Meredith and Malacha is not considered Meredith? Why not? Why don't you have the whole Mishnah applied Meredith and Malacha? Like, you're like, shit, she's Meredith. So the Ritva had a lesson that we don't give a knas to Mama. Look, I've seen a Mama. I don't remember if it was on the Mama Komos. I don't remember. Maybe I had it on the Mamma Kamos. I guess I didn't have it on my Mamakomas, but the Ritva HaLashon that we don't give a knas for Mama. It must be somewhere in Samakim Mamun Aleph. I forgot now exactly where it is. But so if that's the pshat, then at the end of the day, anything monetary, even though monetary is going to cause a little bit of tsar, as we said before, is going to put the husband in a tight spot. At the end of the day, anything that's a monetary issue, we're not going to make a knas. That's not worthy of putting a knas. The Meredith is happening. That's a tsar you're causing a person. That's almost physical pain you're causing a person. So that we would put a knas on. So you're right, it's pretty nasty behavior, and we would never encourage anyone to do that, and we would cope for her to do what she's supposed to be doing, but we would not put that in the category of meredith is reserved for Lamaisa, how we assume, is reserved for meredith and tsar. Right, correct. We saw something shown that said that anyway. Just leaving aside that from sure, yeah. We saw something shown that we'll assume that there was Meretz Mulacha, but Lamaisa, the way the Shulchan Aruch assumes is that Meretz Mulacha is Bechlal not, is not Bechlal the part of Meretz. Even this case, which the Peyashua said within the non-Meretz Mulacha people, the Peyashua had just three cases of Meretz, even that the Peyashua assumed, and the stomach, the beer is that we don't make a knas stomach. It's not worthy enough of a rebellion to give a knas. Okay, so for, I'm happy with my decision not to get into Sekar Shabbos, it's already 9:30, I wanted to leave Sekar Shabbos to Shabbat topic, and you guys probably didn't get up to the Gemara yet anyway, right? No. Close, alright, good. By 2 weeks for sure, we have Sekar Shabbos. So, I just figured we'd talk a little bit about Hanukkah. Interesting discussion, this is based on different things I heard from Sobolowski, I think, almost all, more or less, over different years. But they'll get a Hanukkah, it's an interesting question. So the question is, where does Hanukkah come from? What right do Chazal have to make up a yom? So this seems to be the issue at hand in the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah says, Tanu Rabbanan, Arba'im u'shmon neviim v'shev neviyos nisnabu lahem Yisrael. There were 48 neviim, 7 neviyos. V'lo pachzu, v'lo husiru al-mashakos v'torah, and they didn't take away or they didn't add to anything in the Torah, chutz v'mikra Megillah, except for the reading of Megillah. My darsh! What drush did they make to come up with such an idea? So if I stop you right now, what's the issue? My darsh, Chazal, they decided to keep they want us to keep Hanukkah, they want us to affirm the context of Gemara. They want us to keep Purim. Yeah, were you ever bothered by this question before? What are the issues? Oh, good. What else? That's maybe a more complicated one. We'll come after that. What's the problem? You have no problem with adding Megillah, right? Baal Tosef. Good. So that's the Ramban. The Ramban in source number one, Ramban al Torah. So he says that's the time of the Gemara. So the Ramban is addressing Baal Tosef. First he says the classic, like Rashi brings al Torah, if you make five boxes of tefillin and you add them into the Dalaminim, and then he says, Lafi Daiti, Afilu Bida, Lasos, Afilu Bada, Lasos, Mitzvah Bifnei Asa, you came up with a mitzvah to do on your own. He goes, Sha'asa Chag, Bechodesh, Shabbat Meliba. You wanted to make a Yontif on whatever month you came up with, Fear Ravam. Over Balav? V'kach amru le'inim Mikra Megillah. This is what Chazal said about Mikra Megillah. Me'ya u'shmonim neviim amdu lahem l'yisrav l'pachsu v'lohosivu amachkos v'torah afilo osakasus Mikra Megillah ma'idarash v'chulei. So that's the Ramban seems to be saying that's the issue at hand in the Gemara Megillah. How did Chazal come up with Purim? It's Baal Tosef. You can't add the Torah, so how could he add the mitzvah of Purim? That seems to be the issue. However, not all of the Rishonim seem to have this issue with the reading of the Megillah. So the Chora wouldn't answer this question. Don't address it explicitly, but the Chora would not address this question. And that's for the following. There's a Machlokas in Gemara in Rishonim, Rosh Hashanah, addressing the following question. the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah asked, Lama token of Marian Kshem Yoshvin, or token of Marian Kshem Omdin? So why do we have the Tekiyos to Miyushav and the Tekiyos to Miyuman? Why do we repeat the Tekiyos? And the Gemara answers today, this is not even talking about Suffolk, that's the Gemara much later in Nachla Amidalev that addresses the fact that we don't know what the Kolos are. That's an issue of Suffolk. The Gemara never, no one really addresses about Tosuk there. Pashas, when you're doing something with Suffolk, it's not about Tosuk, you're just not sure how you're doing the kind of mitzvah. But here, Chazal, we're Matakin, Lechora, Tekiyos to Miyushav, Tekiyos to Miyuman. No question, that's more than necessary. So the Gemara just says, Kedei la'arbe v'sasatam. Right, that's how we have it. So Rishonim ask, what about Baal Tosef? The mitzvah of Tekiyos Shofar is 30 kolos. Okay, abiyat misavit, but 30 kolos. What do we have to have? 60 kolos. And we even have 100 kolos. The Gemara didn't get into that. But how do we have 60 kolos? How do we have Tekiyos to Miyushav and Tekiyos to Miyuman? That's the Rishonim ask. That's Tosef's ask on the spot. Tema haka avar mishim Baal Tosef. We have our over Baal Tosef. And finally goes on to address an issue about the Zman. And he says, V'yesh lomar, the ain shayach Baal Tosef, for 3 lines from the bottom of that Tosef, the ain shayach Baal Tosef basiyas mitzvah achas beis pam. It's not Baal Tosef. Why? Because you're just doing the same mitzvah twice. Doing the same mitzvah twice is not a violation of Baal Tosef. Kigon kohen mevarech v'chozer mevarech. Oso tzibur atzma. Let's say a person does birkas kohanim and does birkas kohanim again. That's not Baal Tosef. Oh, no to lulav v'chozer, no to lulav. Chen tokeya v'chozer v'tokeya. You take the lulav again, you blow the shofar again. The gabi manas matanas b'chor, nami imnosim mekaren echa beis ba'amim. So you sprinkle blood twice. And aim zeh Baal Tosef. To repeat a mitzvah is not Baal Tosef. That's Tosef's answer. Anyone have a different answer? They might want to suggest. Maybe why Ariel, you don't think about Tosef right away? Piggy has a myelocoma, so that's okay. You're looking back? Oh, okay. You can look back. What? You can look ahead too. Yeah, Matthew? I mean, you think of Tekiyos Shofar, we're doing Tekiyos Shofar twice. That's what Tosa is saying.
So, also, if you think that I read this, they're not saying that because the Torah says, meaning maybe Bapus is only when you're, saying that.
Good question. I'm not. If a person would take an extra min of a Dalmino, I think it'd be over. Even if he didn't say the Torah said it. I'm not sure. It's a good question. But that idea, you're thinking of something. You're thinking of a Rama that's coming up in the Mishnah. Before we get to that, the Rashba and Rosh Hashanah quotes this Tosef and says, and after quoting Tosef says, the Mistaber de lo Kasha. The whole thing, I'm not even bothered at all. The lo amru hasam the ikam mishim al tosef el demasu motiv midas atmo. When is it about tosef? You motiv on your own. So you want kohen chose the bracha mishul. Let's say you're a kohen. You add a bracha to the berachas kohanim. I'm your kohen, right? So you add a bracha to the berachas kohanim. That's about tosef, right? Inami yoshe mishvini mesukah. You decide you're going to sleep in the sukkah on the eighth day and miskalim the mitzvah. You're going to have a mind of mitzvah, but that's only because it's called bizmano, the kavanah. So you don't have to have actual kavanah if it's with, I mean, that's like adding the bracha, it doesn't say that. If you add a bracha to the kohanim, you don't have to have explicit kavanah that you're adding a mitzvah. That's just totally, just Baal Tosef. If it's shalom bizmano, sleeping in the sukkah per se would not be a violation unless you have kavanah. So if you have kavanah, that'd be a problem. Inami masha'irah b'mikresh and arim matan achas, matan arba, you mix things up. Maybe you're getting onto this a little bit, Matthew. Chazal metakin tzorech ain't kind of Tosef. Dikvar omra Torah al pi haTorah shor yerucha. Basically, the Rashba holds that the klal of al pi haTorah shor yerucha, which you must say, lo sasa, which you must lo sasa, that overrides Baal Tosef. There's no don't need to talk about Baal Tosef because Chazal are above Baal Tosef. So. It's not; they're not completely above Baal Tosef because the Rambam does say what you said, Matthew, and that's the Rambam source number 5 in Hilchos Mamrim. The Rambam says Kol v'yesul basin ligzor v'lesor davar hamutter. Since Chazal has the power to aser something that's mutter, v'yamot isuro l'doros, and they can make an iser l'doros. V'chein yesul mahatir isuro torah l'fisha. Sometimes they can be mahatir certain things. Ma'uz esh isuro torah lo tosif alav lo sigamanu. What are you going to do about Baal Tosif? How are you ever going to violate Baal Tosif when he's basin totally immune to Baal Tosif? No, that's shelo lahosif ad devei Torah v'ligra mehen v'likboa hadavar la'olam v'davar shu min haTorah v'im haTorah shu'asav v'im haTorah shu'alpeh. So when you would be over, when would Basin be over about Tosif? Basin would say this is a mitzvah in the Torah. They would say the chiyuv d'oraisa to have two tefillos. So that's about Tosif. They say Chazal come along and say we see a reason like the Arvim Sasotam, we have to have a dinder abanam and two tefillos. So that's fine. That's not about Tosif because that overrides the problem of Baal Tosif. But if they would still say this is part of the Torah, that would be Baal Tosif. But I'll go upon him, according to the Rashba, you have no kasha from the Gemara and Megillah. No kasha from Mikra Megillah. That was Chazal, that was Basin, was Mitzakin. So for Mikra Megillah. I got this issue in discussion. Why does it only pick up on Mikra Megillah? Isn't there Sochman, the Mikra Megillah, and there's all Mikra. Okay, Jeff Rabban is sick about that. Seems to say it's all one big kino of Simcha. But okay, we'll get to that. Because that's where we make a bracha. Yeah. That's true. I mean, we have an answer to that. I mean, that's not a problem. The bracha is just a technicality. We don't make brachas on things like chasmona and stuff, we're telling other people. Suga. It's the key of the rice, so you're on the chiyuv.
Right, but
the special chiyuv. Okay.
It's not, but it's much of a question of stress. It's going to get a...
Right. And Suda.
Suda is...
Shalchmanas.
Yeah,
those things are enough. Those things aren't really.
There's difference between, you know, when I was eating on the sofa versus, you know, eating a lot of food. The mythos of certain types of meal are things that, you know, that you can do on an average day, without it looking weird.
It's issues about tosis, though. The end of the day, and you assume not like the Rashi, you assume like the Ramban. The end of the day, they are telling you to have a chiyuv to do this. So the chora that should be about tosis. So, of course, so that's why he brings the shtickle there. That really, Mikra Megillah is just kind of a gemara for everything. Because the whole idea, Mikra Megillah, what is Mikra Megillah is like a gilui of nice, and it's actually involved in the simcha. So everything is all about bringing about the simcha. But in the simcha gedolah mitzvora, in Matanot Yerzenot, that lesson of the Rambam, but the greatest simcha is to actually give to others. And Shalchmanas obviously is going to be Ma'abereis, and Shuto is going to be Ma'abereis. So all it is, it's all about getting to that key of Mikra Megillah to like. Involved with Simcha seeing the name of Prince. But okay, that was a side point. Back to what we're saying. But the question is, what is the issue then in the Gemara if Baal Tosif is not the issue? What is Pshat? Why were they bothered? So Ariel said before in Mechavim to the Yerushalmi.
I would argue that it's the context that is very telling, right? I mean, it doesn't say, you know, it's not talking about the Chacham, it's talking about the Nevi'im, the Rosh and the Nevi'im and the Shem Nevi'os. That out of all these
Nevi'im,
all they're talking was
this. So that sounds like what you're saying. In Nevi'im Rashi L'Chadish. Okay, good. That's a good point. So that's the, you're, hold off on what you're saying. That the Yerushalmi actually says Lehedya. In the next source, I should really say source 7, I forgot to put source 1 at one point. But if you look at source 7, the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, Mishum Rabbi Yonasan, Shmonim b'chamisha, Zekedim, Mehem Shloshim, B'kama Nevi'im, Hayu mitzta'arin al hadavar hazeh. They were bothered by this. Amru k'siv elu hamitzos shetziva Hashem as Moshe. Elu hamitzos shenitztavinu mipi Moshe. These are the mitzvahs that Moshe commanded. Kaf amar lanu Moshe. En nabi acher osid l'chadish lachem davar me'ata. No one else is allowed to mechadish anything. U'mordechai v'esther mevakshel mechadish lanu davar. Mordechai and Esther wanted to mechadish. So the Yerushalmi says very dramatic. Lo zazu misham. No simon, they didn't move. No simon, no stim, but dover, they were all bothered back and forth. Ajahayir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seinehem U'matzu Osa Kosu K'suv B'Torah Nevi'im K'suvim. The Yerushalmi is a different answer than the Bavli. The Yerushalmi says that which is another Gemara in Megillah, Esther Matar Minayim, where the Gemara goes through, you have a remez Esther in Torah, Nevi'im Ketuvim, and as the Yerushalmi says, since they saw there's a remez for Torah in, for Esther in Tanakh, so they, you know, they got very excited. But other, until they saw that, they were very nervous. And that was the issue at hand. The Ramban actually quotes this Yerushalmi also, but it's clear the Ramban is within Maltosa, so that's in the Chevelle. Rav Chevelle in his footnotes points out that Ramban just must mean the Navi, just another way of saying that a Navi Rosh Chodesh is just Baltosif. It's not like a new separate category. But clearly the Rashba would have to explain it more somehow. And Yerushalmi is clear that a Navi Rosh Chodesh is the issue. Ramay Nafkamina, who cares if this is Baltosif, a Navi Rosh Chodesh? Oh, very good. So if you look at source number 8, there's Rashi on the spot. It's Mitzvah Megillah. Vim Tomar near Chanukah Kfar Pasku Nevi'im. He says near Chanukah was also so Im Tomar near Chanukah is such a issue. Sometimes by one punctuation doesn't help you so much. Vim Tomar near Chanukah, you'll ask near Chanukah, what about that? How could it be that they made near Chanukah? So Kfar Pasku Nevi'im, at that point there's no longer Nevi'im. Avol Bimei Mordechai Hayu Chagai Zecharim Malachi. So Rashi seems to be assuming that the issue is the Navi Rashi L'Chadesh, and since there's no Nevi'im in the time of Chanukah, it's not a Kasha. But if you learn the issue about Tosef, that's not going to help you. So really should we skip that on the answer to the Gemara's question? At least in the Bavli, what was the answer to the question? What? So my Darsh, so the Gemara answered, what?
It had to be there in the Torah before, otherwise it would be in the
Torah. Right, so they made a drasha. So what was that? So Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yishuv ben Karcha, Uma Avdus L'Cheiros Amrinan Shira. At Shiras Moshe, we said Shira when we went from Avdus L'Cheiros out of Mitzrayim, Mimis L'Chaim L'Kol Shekein. They made a shtickle drasha. They said if we said Shira when we came out of Mitzrayim, was Avdus L'Cheiros, so then we came Mimis L'Chaim, Purim, where Lashkun Aru is called Yehudim, so that was a kosher game. We should say Shira. So we see from there an idea of saying Shira. Not yet saying there's a few of the right, so, but at least an idea to say Shira we have. It's not a totally new Chiddush. It's not Baal Tosef necessarily. It's not Navi Rashi Mi Mechadish Davar. So that's the explanation. It says the Rishva, if you look at source number 8, V'aminan my darash klomar shekavu'uha Chova v'kasvua gam ken libid of Yeshua v'chulei. V'mehadrina nasu kal v'chomer 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 the second line. V'rabban is a tikkun basar hachi ner chanukah and chazal v'mesaki ner chanukah v'samach nami ahay taima. They also rely on this reason. Miu legilis Esther havi rabusa teish v'kasvua. Okay, Esther was very Kiddush. They actually wrote it down and put it into Tanakh. But the basic establishment of Chanukah also required the same Kavachomer in order to permit it being enacted. So that's the Ritva. L'chora is addressing, again, Rashi makes sense. Of course, the issue is just Einav Yerashi L'Chanish, there's no issue on Chanukah, but if the issue is about Tosef, Chanukah needs to be addressed. And that's how the Ritva explains Chanukah. Okay, so this is what the source is for the concept of Chanukah, L'chora. Either Chanukah is totally made up, and Chazal have the right to do that again, or Chanukah is an extension of this idea as well, that we sing Shira, Me'avuz Cheres Kos Kei Mimisa L'Chaim. So we'll point out exactly what's the Misa L'Chaim in Chanukah. They weren't exactly going to kill us, but the Yavnim. He wanted to say that really it's Shas HaShmat. I mean, they wanted to destroy religion. They didn't want us to be Shabbos. They wanted to keep Nila with Kodesh. So they really wanted to destroy religion. And when you get into that situation, Shas HaShmat, so then the halacha is then it's Yahar Val Yavar Afil Bagus of the Masana. Then even for the smallest things, the halacha is Yahar Val Yavar. They're doing it to get you to go to Jera. So really it was a situation in Misha. Because it's Yehargal Yavar. They wanted you even to violate small things, and therefore was really Misa L'Chaim, yes.
Like people went ahead and were serious about it.
They did, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So that was a situation using Lachaim, so that Kal V'Chomer would be at play as well. The wanted to also address here, okay, fine, so we have Dinim D'Rabbanan. What's the Mechayev of Dinim D'Rabbanan? So if we say like the Rashba, so Dinim D'Rabbanan makes a lot of sense. We have Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser tells us Chazal can make up new Takanas of Chazal. Or maybe we say this way, why isn't the Raman didn't say like the Rashba? I mean, the Rashba makes sense. You have Lo Sasser. What else does Lo Sasser mean? Doesn't Lo Sasser tell you that, you know, you have to list the Chazal? So that overrides Vatosa, they can make new, they can do mitzvot. So what is what? How did the Ramban understand Lo Sasser? They didn't say like the Rashba. So if you look at source number 10, your source, the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim. So the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim gives us a summary of what does Chazal do, and what's the Lo Sasser. So says the Rambam, Echad Dvarim Shalamdu Osam Mipi Hashmua Beim Tor Shavpeh. Whether it was things that were learnt Mipi Hashmua. The Rambam actually splits into two categories in Zakhtama Perishim Shnayas, but basically things that are Masora, Torah Shavpeh. Echad Rambam Shalamdu Mipi Daitam Echad Min Amido Shatar Nidrash Zahem. The near Beinayim Shadar Kain. Or you have things that Chazal understood through the Yidgum Amido Shatar Nidrash Zahem, and they understood that this is what the Torah is trying to tell us to do. The echad dvarim she'asa'um siyag Torah, or they made gzeros, ulefi ma she'asha tzricha ve'hem gzeros v'atakonos v'menagos. Chora within that is mikra megillah, and there maybe and near Chanukah as well. Kol echad ve'echad me'elu ha'shlosh dvarim mitzvah sasei l'shmo lehen. Says the Rambam, all three of these categories are mitzvah sasei to listen to them. Ve'ha'uver al kol echad mehen over below sasei. So you're mitzvah sasei to listen, and if you don't listen, you're over below sasei. Alright, Omer Alpiyat Torah Sheyerucha, Takanos Agzeros to do it. Shiur Behem LaRavim Yizchazik Adas L'Sakin Ovam VaMishvat Hashayomu V'Chulei goes through what the pasuk alluded to, and basically you have to listen to Chazal in all of these areas. That's the sheet of the Rambam, and seems to fit very well with the Rashba that would give Chazal the right to make new mitzvot, even though you might ask Batosa doesn't apply to these things. The Ramban, though, makes a lot of sense. The Ramban, Tikkul Shitaso here, argues, and if you see it, it's quoted from the Lacha Mishnah, but the Ramban, Be'arichos, in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvos, comments on the Ramban of Shurashim and Shurash Aleph, but the Ramban, quoted by the Lacha Mishnah, says, Ramban Hissig Arbeinu, and he says, and he's bothered by Category 3, so the Ramban does agree that there's a Sasser, for sure, for the first two categories. However, he asks, in Cain called Dibre Sovrim Havi La Vaseh, every Yisr D'Rabbanan really has with it a mitzvah saseh and a lav. V'hayolam alachem v'chol milah D'Rabbanan shein min haTorah. Really every Yisr D'Rabbanan is an Yisr D'Araisa. Kivin shaTorah tzivso lo sasa min kol davar v'chein haseh al-pi haTorah. So really every mitzvah, every din D'Rabbanan is required to be followed mi D'Araisa. So what does it mean that we have all the kolam of Savig D'Rabbanan, Savig, you know, Savig D'Araisa? We have the Ramban goes on in the Sefer HaMitzvos. I mean, Marech, there's so, all over Gemara, we see distinctions between Dinim D'Rabbanan and Dinim D'Araisa. So that's Ramban's bother. How could it be that that's what Lo Sasser means? So the Lech of Mishra quotes the Teretz, and it's probably the Pasha Teretz. And the Lech of Mishra says, no, it's not Akasha, because Chazal made Dinim D'Rabbanan with Suffolk D'Rabbanan Lekula. That's not that they just threw it out there and it's the Dinim D'Araisa. Built into the Din D'Rabbanan, probably D'Rabbanan with Kula. But Batsam Ya and Akanami, it would be every Din D'Rabbanan, of course, according to the Rambam, every Din D'Rabbanan would be requiring me D'Araisa to be fulfilled, and it's just that all the differences you find in Shas, I mean, maybe it's not so pleasure, but all the differences you find in Shas are just built into the Takana Chazal. The Rambam is safe for Mitzvahs. The Rambam there in the Sefer Mitzvahs brings up this possibility, says, this is ridiculous, don't say that, that's not a shot, and he maintains his rejection of the Rambam, but it seems to be the most basic answer for the Rambam, is to say that built into every Yisr D'Rabbanan are these all these different kolam, and the distinctions between the Yisr D'Rabbanan are all kind of artificial, because basically everything is D'Rabbanan. The question is, what is the Mechayev then of Dinim D'Rabbanan? Right, of Mikra Megillah, why do we have to read Megillah? Why do we have to lay near Chanukah? According to the Rambam, Lo Sasser, you're in violation of the Daraisa if you don't lay near Chanukah. According to the Rambam, that's not with Lo Sasser. So why do you have to lay near Chanukah? Sabalski, I wanted to talk this out with him. He suggested, heard it from this a few times. I didn't fully understand maybe what the difference is between these two answers, the two answers I'm going to say. Hopefully I'll clarify. But one thing he suggested is that if you go back to that Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, so the Ramban there makes a, sorry, in the Al HaTorah, the Ramban makes a point at the end. And he says, he's not, again, he's not addressing the Mechayev there, he's just addressing Baal Tosef, but he says at the end, past the dots, when Chazal made a geder, can go in Shnios, back in source number 2. Shnios la'arayas, they made Shnios la'arayas, things like that. Zohi mitzvah min HaTorah. It's really a mitzvah min HaTorah. Uvavad sheyedash, so, and what's the mitzvah min HaTorah? The pashtus, as he points out, or Shabbat points out, the footnotes, and the chor, this is just pashtus pshat. Vasa mishmeres l'mishmarti. Shmartim. Mishmartem is in Sosai. That's the Drasha of the Gemara quotes. I forgot exactly what Drasha of the Gemara quotes, but the Maisa, the Gemara says, the Lashon, Vasa mishmeres l'mishmarti, and that's the first mission of Pergiot. Pergiot is also said by Torah. There's a din deraisa that in Chazal, and we, to a certain extent, but certainly Chazal, are supposed to make zeros in order to protect the fulfillment of the Torah. So that's a mitzvah in the Torah. Uvavachi yedash heim yishum hageder. Ve'ino mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. As long as you know, it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, that's not Baal Tosef. But built into the Torah is an understanding that we're going to have to make siyagim. So those siyagim are not going to take on the status of a din d'oraisa. It's not going to be within lo shasur, but that right, or more than the Ramban here is addressing the right, but I think what Sabosi wanted to suggest is that the understanding that we have to do that is built in, right? The general requirement is built into the Torah. The details are midravana, but the understanding that we have to do it, that's built into the Torah. And he thought maybe on the same level, the Ramban there also, my darsh, he doesn't actually speak out what the my darsh is. Maybe the same idea, the Gemara has a drasha to tell us, according to tells that firm, and for the Rava as well, that Hanukkah. And that drasha we see from Shiras Moshe, that we should be celebrating Hanukkah. We should be expressing Shira to Hashem. Of course, the details are in the Rabbanan. But the idea that we should be expressing Shira, that is built into the Torah. And really, you could explain, or so else, he went through and enumerated all the Dinim Rabbanan, almost all the Dinim Rabbanan fit into these categories of either a siyag or some kind of extension of some concept in Daraisa. And then it's from those basic concepts of Daraisa that we understand that we're obligated to do these things. Again, the details, maybe there's nothing, the Torah, nothing in the Torah necessarily obligates us to do the details, but these are just Chazal kind of giving us the guidelines to maintain the Dinim of Torah properly. That's one suggestion. The other suggestion is Rav Elchanan has in Kuntros Devei Sofrim, and much of Kuntros Devei Sofrim in the back of Kovet Shirim, Chelek Beis deals with this question of how to explain the Ramban. And how to explain what the Mechayev is of Dinim Derabanan. And he says the following. I brought a few Mar Makomos for this. We won't have time to go through them all inside. But basically, it's clear that there's a... Well, let's put it this way. Basic premise. We are here in this world to do what Hashem wants from us. How do we know what Hashem... Okay, so that's a given. How do we know what Hashem wants from us? So the only way we know is the Torah. Okay, certain things are explicit in Torah, so that, those are the mitzvahs we know. But, the mashal that Sobolsky always gives, if your wife tells you to take out the garbage on day one, so you know you're supposed to take out the garbage. She tells you the whole week of Shabbat, and the first week you're married, take out the garbage. Then the next week, she doesn't say to you anymore, take out the garbage. So you don't take out the garbage, she didn't say anything to you. And she gets upset. Why don't you take out the garbage? So you didn't say anything. No, but you should have figured it out. What's the point? The point is not everything that we have, that we understand we're supposed to do, is said explicitly by the person we're supposed to do it for. Right? So your wife, you understand, because you know your wife, you understand that you're supposed to take out the garbage, and she wants to take out the garbage. She doesn't have to explicitly say it. So too, the Chacham says, there are certain things that are explicit in the Torah, but not if you really understand Hashem, you really understand the Torah, so you know it's not only the things that are explicitly stated that he wants us to do, but there are other things as well that he wants us to do. And who understands Hashem the best? Chachamim, Chazal, the biggest Tamil Chachamim, the Torah is only gilui we have of the Ratzon Hashem, but through understanding the Torah, al-Buriyo, through understanding the Torah to its depths, Malacha, you can have more of an insight into what Hashem wants from us. The Mela, since, as we start with, our basic premise is we want to do what Hashem wants, the Chazal inform us that this is what we should be doing. So Chazal basically telling us, look, guys, this is what Hashem wants us to do. And the Mela, we're chayav to do that because we are obligated, because our whole existence is to do the Ratzon Hashem. So that's how Rav Chanan, one of Rav Chanan's explanations, he has another one over there, but that's how Rav Chanan explains the Ramban, that even though Lo Sasser, there's no formal Tzivoy of Hashem, but it's clearly the Ratzon Hashem to do Dinim Derabanan, and that would be the Mechayev according to Ramban. I don't know if it really is, it might be the same thing as the first thing I said, to work out with the Sabbath, he definitely presented a few different things. You can think about this if there are two different answers, but because it could be those drushas and those tzukim on the Megalit us a little bit of Chazal inside of what to do, I'm not sure. But Lemaitza, that's what Rav Chanan says, that since we have to do the Ratzon Hashem, Mimela we have to do the Tziva Hashem, and you can see the Malachomos concepts where we have within the Torah already an assumption. Some Rishonim already bring out that there's certain times we can have a Ratzon Hashem, even though it's not explicit Tziva Hashem. So that's Chanukah. Either Chanukah, we have to do it because Chazal tells us about Tosef, and it's not a problem about Tosef, or it potentially is a problem about Tosef, but we have an indication in the Torah that it's permitted, that it should be done, and then that may or may not be related basically to why we have to do it, either because the Torah tells us there, or as a general point, without the fact that we have a drasha, but since Chazal wants to understand it, so immediately we want to do what Hashem wants to do.